You're listening to Real Talk with me, Megan Luscombe. I'm a life and relationship coach, and in my podcasts, we get real on topics surrounding life and love. So settle in and let's chat. Hello, hello, and welcome back to my podcast, Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. Today, I am talking about 10 realistic dating expectations. And I'm talking about them because I think it's important that we know the difference between unrealistic and realistic, with obviously today's focus being on 10 things that I believe are realistic dating expectations. The thing is, dating is a really unique experience for anyone, and that's because we all show up to dating differently. We're also looking for different things from our dates. But the thing is, truth bomb, some of us have some really unrealistic expectations when it comes to dating. And this is based on things that friends say, what movies say, what books say, social media. You get the point. We've been fed some pretty tall orders when it comes to what we should expect from people on dates. And this is why it's so important to have realistic dating expectations. Now, I'm not saying this means we have to lower our standards or that we shouldn't have any standards when it comes to dating. Fuck no. I am merely saying that it's really important you get real on what your expectations of dating are and what you can and should expect from someone. And this includes yourself. Once you are able to enter the dating scene with realistic and healthy expectations, you can make the experience a lot more enjoyable. And that's what I want for you. I want you to have an enjoyable dating experience. Now, I'm going to go through some realistic expectations, but please know that this list isn't all of the expectations that I could think of. Obviously, if I was to babble on, we could be here forever, but it's just the ones that I think are important and that are worth mentioning. You might have a few of your own. I remind you, though, that it's important for you to always check in on those expectations to see if they're healthy and to see if they're realistic. So, what are my go-to 10 realistic dating expectations and why? Now, these aren't in any particular order. I've just jotted them down on a post-it note. So it's not in order of most important to least important. I'm just going with what I've written. So they might want to pay for the first date, but they also might not. And I put this down as a realistic dating expectation because sometimes people want to pay. Sometimes they want to split. This is okay. This is realistic. Sometimes you might want to pay. Sometimes you might not want to. Number two, you might be nervous and they might be too. And it's really important that we go into a dating experience knowing that this is realistic. When we meet somebody for the first time, that's really intimidating. It's nerve-wracking. We can't expect people to be perfect versions of themselves when they're put in nervous situations. So it's important that if they're fumbling or if they're not making as much eye contact or if they don't seem as confident in person, that we take into consideration that realistically, they might be feeling a bit nervous. And also you might be too. So it's really important to always keep that in mind and take that into consideration when you're in a dating scene. Three, a text back within 6 to 8 hours is reasonable. And I know some of you are going to be listening to this being like, no, I want to text within like 20 minutes. And I get that. Social media and our phones being with us all the time has made us feel like everybody is available to us when we want them to be. But it's just not the case and it's unrealistic. We all have lives. We all have things going on outside of our phone. Working jobs, taking care of kids, grocery shopping, sleeping, watching Netflix. Who knows? Don't put pressure on people to be at your every whim because you want them to be. If you text somebody and they don't text back immediately, that's not a red flag. It's important for you to establish a healthy set of expectations when it comes to replies with text. That also includes how quick you respond to people. It's important to remember that we can't apply the expectations we have of ourselves to other people. So if you text back within 5 minutes to everybody, that's just you projecting what you want from your date because that's how you behave. So it is very unrealistic to put that pressure on to somebody else. So keep it realistic and expect a text back within 6 to 8 hours. On the weekends, it might be different, obviously. Four, you might fumble your words. And I'm emphasizing this as a realistic dating expectation, because sometimes when we're put in these situations, we just don't think before we speak, and all of a sudden we're talking about something that happened 6 years ago that makes no sense to the date, and we're just fumbling. That's okay. It is completely fine, completely normal. Don't feel bad about yourself if it happens. 5, they should keep plans they've made with you. Now, this is realistic. If somebody has decided to make a plan with you, they should keep that plan. Obviously, we understand that there are circumstances they may need to cancel. Things come up. But that plan should be kept. And if it's not going to be kept, they will communicate that to you. So let's say you plan to catch up on Friday night for a drink and they can no longer make it because they've got to take a shift for work. Whilst obviously it's disappointing, if they've called you and communicated that to you, let you know, that's completely fine. That's realistic. But we want people to be keeping the plans that they make with us, unless obviously there are other circumstances. 6, they should show up on time. And I'm a big believer in this. People showing up on time matters because it shows that they respect you and it shows that they respect your time, but it also shows that they respect theirs. I get it. Sometimes Ubers are late. We're caught in traffic. Like I said, it is realistic for these circumstances to come up, but it should be communicated to you. So if you're meeting on that Friday night and they're going to be running 10 minutes late, they should be texting you before the date starts, not when you're already there being like, oh, sorry, I'm running late. No, pre-text being like, hey, really looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'm running a bit late. I'll be there within 10 minutes. Always want to be setting expectations. Remember that, setting expectations. 6, they should listen to you and they should be able to communicate. That is a realistic dating expectation. We want people to listen to us. We want people to be able to communicate on dates. And it is realistic and it is an expectation that you can set for yourself that they should listen to you. You don't want to be dating somebody who is talking over you and not communicating and just zoning out. That's not a vibe. We don't want that on dates for you. We want somebody who listens and communicates. 7, they will make time for you. That is a realistic dating expectation. That means they're going to make you a priority. If they're going to catch up with you, they're going to make that a priority. If they're going to see you on the weekend, that'll be a priority. They're making time for you to see you because they're showing their commitment to getting to know you and seeing where this goes. 8, they'll stop seeing other dates if or when you become official. Now, this is for those engaging in monogamy. Obviously, for those who are in open relationships or in polyamorous situations, doesn't apply to you. But if you are looking for a monogamous relationship, once you've become official, as in if you have decided to date each other, both of you will no longer be dating or seeing anybody else. This is a realistic dating expectation, but it is also something that is really important to communicate. I always say this to my clients, don't keep anything in your head just because you think it's an automatic assumption or you think it's an automatic yes or it's an automatic guarantee. Always bring it up to confirm. So if you're at a stage where you're wanting the relationship to be both of you together, as in exclusively together, bring up the conversation and then put the boundaries in for, hey, I'd like us to no longer see anybody. I'm not, blah, blah. You get the point. 9, you will meet their circle of friends and the people that are important to them. This is really realistic. If you're not being introduced to the people in their lives that matter over time, and I'm not saying you're going to meet them all on the first date, but it's realistic for you to expect to be seeing these people as your date progresses or your dating progresses with this person. So yes, it is realistic to expect that from them, that you will start to be introduced, and vice versa, you should be doing the same. So I'm pretty sure I did actually say 10 things, but I only said 9. I only read out 9. But look, I think you get the point. The point that I'm trying to make is that it's really important that you have realistic expectations for yourself when you go on a dating experience with somebody or with people, however you're doing it. But when it comes to expectations, it's also really important to communicate them. So open conversations, open dialogues, communicate your expectations, and also understand the expectations you have of self, but also ask what their expectations are. What I really want you to remember is that it's so important to not compare your dating experience to that of another, because we all show up differently and we all date really differently. And look, it's okay to get feedback from friends, but it's really important that you don't compare, because that comparison can really ruin the experience and can really stop us from making connections. So what I want you to do is, over the next few days, get out a piece of paper, write down your expectations of dating, and then really sit with it and go, are my expectations realistic? And a really good way to find out is by asking other people, like ask your friends. But also remember, just because you would be able to do something or you would do something for someone doesn't mean that they'll necessarily be able to do that for you. I have the hiccups, sorry. It's important to remember that, you know, just because you're on your phone and available all the time doesn't mean somebody else is, and vice versa. So get really real on those expectations so you know where to place yourself and so you can actually enjoy the dating experience, because you should. And I want you to be having fun when you're dating, and I want you to be enjoying it, but I want you to be enjoying it from a place of freedom and realism, not from unrealistic expectations. So hopefully this helps. And I guess I will end it here. Till next time. Bye. If you like what you've heard, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it on your socials. Tag me on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_. For all session bookings and workshops, please visit my website at www.meganluscombe.com.au.